Hi, welcome. I'm Janice Mary, and this is The Wisdom of Your Soul. I started this YouTube channel because I had an amazing experience that has left me this ability to really tap in and feel my soul energy or spirit energy, whatever you would like to call it. Don't let the label get in your way. Some people call it the frequency that lives within them, the spirit that lives within them. The consciousness that lives within them. So whatever you want to call it is fine with me. I just know in my own experience that when I connect to this energy, how much it's helped me in my life and helped me in my work, being a psychotherapist and helping people. It's really added a new dimension to my work. This is my cat toast. So I love talking about it and trying to share any insights and wisdom that I receive from my soul, or my spirit energy. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about, thoughts that kind of come in and try to take away our happiness. I had an experience where I was getting ready for a trip and I was really excited about the trip. And I was excited to see my family, and I was packing, and I just was, in a really good mood. And then all of a sudden that thought came in, what happens if the plane crashes? And I'm like, oh, great, thank you. Thanks for sharing that lovely thought with me and freak me out. And since I've connected to the soul energy, I feel like I do have a little bit better intuition. So then that makes this even more complicated. Do I listen to this thought? Is this my intuition? Is this somebody telling me, not to fly? We could really scare ourselves. And a lot of the clients that I see and all my friends and, we laugh. It's like, okay, here I am having, this great moment, getting ready, and then boom, that's what happens. So it's normal. It happens to all of us. And the way, my soul or my spirit energy kind of explains it to me or gives me a knowing about it instead of like, my soul doesn't sit down and explain, but it does give me this knowing that I'm safe, I'm fine, that those thoughts are not real. And I really wouldn't be able to tell the difference if I didn't go into that energy and really feel it. Because once I'm in that energy, I feel safe and I feel like everything's okay. So I know that I can fly and I'll be okay, but it is really, really scary. And, one of my clients was just saying the other day, she goes, it seems like every time I have a good thought, there's a bad one that comes and tries to, sabotage my happiness. And, it really does happen, and our thoughts act that way. It's like our mind is a little bit of a computer. And I feel like what it does is that it records all of our fears, all of our anxieties. So when we're on a certain topic, it can spit it back out to us. So I've always been a fearful flyer. And since I've connected to this energy, I've been much, much better flyer. Not great, but much, much better. Because I ask my soul energy to help me and protect me and guide me through, my fears. And it really does work. Because when I'm in that energy, I really feel like I am safe, I am protected. And this knowing that, if anything were to happen, God forbid, if that was going to be my time to go, that I'm not alone and that I would be very safe and guided back into spirit. And, hearing that doesn't sound that comforting, but feeling it from that energy, when you're in that energy, when you really feel it, then you know, okay, you can understand that and you can be comforted by that. Where in the past, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, well, but I still don't want to crash and I still want to be here. And, it's much, much different when you are in this energy because you just know it, you feel it, you know it, and you know certain things to be true. You know that we're eternal and you know that we don't die. So any thing that our thoughts try to come in and take away from us, we really just do not have to listen to, which is really helpful. You know, it's really helpful because what it does, it helps us to soothe those thoughts better, not take them so seriously. And you know, even if we were to say, okay, if that worst thing did happen, I still survive and I'm still going to be okay. And, you know, that really, really helps. But like I said, hearing that and experiencing that are two different things. When you experience this knowing of I'm safe, I'm eternal, I'm not going to go anywhere, my family isn't going to go anywhere, and we're all going to be together forever, you know, that's just kind of how it is, really, really helps a lot. So then you can kind of see that the thoughts, when they come in, they're really not real, because I did go on vacation and I did fly and everything was fine. So it wasn't my intuition. It wasn't some, you know, psychic knowing that I should, you know, listen to. It was wrong. So every single time that happens, it kind of shows you how wrong our thoughts that pop in like that, that may be based in anxiety. You know, traveling can make us anxious. So, you know, maybe that's why that thought comes up. Or sometimes I was telling my client, you know, I could tell the way she was talking about all of her trips and all of her traveling and everything that she was doing, and that she felt guilty, like that she didn't somehow deserve to have this life and travel and have fun. So if she didn't deserve to have this life, that somebody or something was going to take it away from her. So she said that she always kind of feels like, you know, the shoe's always going to drop. And, you know, that's not true. You know, we get to have fun. We get to have good lives. You know, we get to be successful. We get to be abundant. We can get to do all of these things. And we don't have to feel guilty about it. You know, other people can choose that for themselves too. So it's not like, because I have something, you don't have something. And since, you know, when you feel this energy as one, you know that when you have something, everybody has it. So even if on the level of form, on the level of this world, if people don't have the things that you have, they're still eternal and they still are filled with love, and they could, you know, have more abundance here if they wanted to, but they're in no way they're not in any kind of deficit. So we don't have to feel guilty, you know, and that's really important, that we're all equal, we're all together. So when one person is abundant, we're all abundant. And, you know, on the level of this world, that may not feel so great. But when you turn within and you go into that energy and you really feel that, and you feel that abundance for yourself in this energy, then you'll know that for a fact that that is true. You know, and the more you feel that, the less you'll feel the deficit. And the less you feel the deficit, the more you feel abundant. And the more you feel abundant, then that just starts to you know, come to you in the level of form in the world. It just happens. So you're not working very hard on it. And that's the whole law of attraction. You know, so many people, and including myself, work so hard on, you know, manifesting things. But, you know, we can't manifest through the ego. There's just no way. I mean, you can manifest a little bit, but it's pretty torturous and it doesn't come easy. And it's usually the hard way. You know, when you manifest, when you're in your spirit soul energy, it's easy. It comes very easily because you're already in abundance. You already feel like you have it all and there isn't really anything that you need. You know, so that really is the difference. That's the two paths when you're trying to manifest something. So our thoughts and our mind, you know, this body function can take away our ability to manifest things if we don't go within, you know. So we have to go within our body and feel that energy to realize that we are the spirit, the soul. So, you know, it is a kind of ironic that we have to go within the body to find that or to feel it. You know, some people, you know, maybe don't have to, but I know that that was my experience, that I went within, and every time I go within and I meditate, I feel this energy, I feel this frequency. And, you know, it started a little bit, and then one day it was just opened up. And now I feel it really, really strongly. And so it's very, very comforting. So I remind myself all the time that when my thoughts are getting the best of me, or when they're not making sense, that I should just sit and go within and be quiet and just listen for answers. And I usually get answers, and they're very different than the answers that I would give myself. You know, I would just continue to stay in the ego and scare myself, and not take trips and not fly anywhere and not have any fun. You know, so the ego, in its loving protection, like a parent, you know, is trying to keep us so protected in such a controlling way, it can stop us from having fun. And it could affect your life that way. And we don't want it to, you know. So we have to really, really challenge our beliefs and what we're thinking and what we're saying to ourselves. And, you know, it is very similar. The ego is very similar to a parent because, you know, when your parent tells you something, you listen. You know, you don't really question it too much. You just listen and you say, okay, that's the way it is. So the ego, you know, when we have thoughts like that, it feels almost like, okay, if I'm having these thoughts, I should listen to them. You know, if I'm having these ideas that I'm limited, that I should listen to that. And that is not something that we want to do. We do not want to listen to any limiting beliefs at all. And then the scary beliefs really, really get our attention, you know? It's like watching a scary show. You know, we can't help but watch it, you know? So there's a part of us that likes it, and then there's a part of us that hates it. So we have to be really careful about not indulging these thoughts that come in automatically, because that's just your habit. You know, if I've always been, you know, hesitant or scared to travel, or if I've had a hard time, you know, having fun in my life, then those are the thoughts that kind of live in my mind and will keep circulating and circulating. And I notice that they are the same thoughts over and over. And then they just get proven wrong all the time. So, and that's the good news. So we have to challenge ourselves to not take these thoughts so seriously. It's really important for us not to. But it can be really hard because it feels like it's factual. It can feel like, well, you know, how do I know? You know, how do I know that that thought isn't real this time, and that I should listen to it? So I was asking, you know, in meditation, you know, when I was in that soul energy, I was asking, well, what if it is an intuition? What if I'm getting an intuitive hit, so to speak? How am I going to know what's intuition and what is the ego? So the minute I said it, the next thing that popped in my mind was the time that my daughter Noelle got. She was born early. She was premature. And, you know, she was pretty sick when she was first born. So when she came home, you know, I was very, very freaked out, you know, trying to make sure she was okay. And it was about maybe she was home like maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and she got sick. And I remember waking up at night and just looking at her, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just looked at her and I said, oh my God, something's really wrong. I got to take her to the hospital. And I just started packing her up, and I just, and my husband at the time was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I was like, I'm taking her to the hospital. And he's like, why? I'm like, she's really sick and she's got to go to the hospital. And he was like, okay. So he stayed home with my other daughter, who was sound asleep. And I took her to the hospital, and I've never in my life done anything like that before. It would be like, do you think I should take her to the doctor? Do you think I should take her to the hospital? Do you think I should do this? But there was no second guessing it. There was no nothing. I just packed her up and took her. And thank God that I did, because she was stopping breathing every few minutes. She was actually, she was having such a hard time breathing. She would actually stop breathing. And the doctor was sitting there with me, and all of a sudden I see him looking at his watch and timing her. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm timing how long she's stopping breathing. And I thought I was going to die. And they just packed her up, and they said, we need to transfer her to Stony Brook, which has a pediatric wing. And so they transferred her there, and she was there for about a week. She had RSV, and it was the most frightening, scary thing ever, but she's fine. But so that was an example of intuition, you know, and that was an example of an intuitive hit, like that I just knew. So, you know, my soul gave me that example as, you know, when something is an intuitive hit, you just don't ever question it. You just do it. You know, there's just something inside of you that will not let you do something if that's not what you're meant to do. So we have to always trust that. You know, we have to trust that if, you know, our intuition is developing, or if our psychic abilities are developing, that when the ego starts talking its scary thoughts, that there's a huge, huge difference. So think back in your own life, you know, think back to a time where you did something that really out of character because you just knew you shouldn't do it, or you knew that you had to take a different road, or there was something telling you to do something else and you just did it. Think back to that. That's really the intuition. And the ego is very different than that. You know, the ego just doesn't talk in the same way. The ego is just like your thoughts. It just comes in. So intuition, you know, is a little bit stronger, and it is much more knowing, and you just usually don't question it. So, you know, the minute my ego starts in and starts saying, oh, you should be scared of this, or, you know, you should be scared of that, or I know that that's not my intuition. I know that that's my ego. So that's a good way that you can tell the difference. And, you know, connecting to your soul, you can ask these questions for yourself. That's why I call this the wisdom of your soul, because it's really your soul energy. But your soul energy is really my soul energy, because we're all connected. So that's really cool. So I could say it's the wisdom of our soul, because it is collective. But for you to learn how to do this yourself, it's so comforting, because, like, I had that question, you know, how am I going to tell the difference between my intuition and the ego? And immediately, that's what was the next thought that came into my mind, was the incident, you know, what happened with Noelle, my daughter, you know, when she was just a little baby. So that was very reassuring to me, because then I knew, oh, okay. So that's what intuition looks like for me. And I knew that those thoughts weren't the same. You know, I was not getting any thought of, like, not to fly or anything like that. I was just getting my normal, uh-oh, what if the plane crashes? Oh, my God, I'm so scared, that kind of thing. And that's very different. So I did not let the ego take away my trip. I did not let the ego take away the fun that I had. And I actually even fell asleep on the plane, which in the past would be completely unheard of for me. So that's how I know that this, my soul energy has really worked on my mind, and has soothed it to a point that my life has really, really changed. And I want that for you. And I want that for all my clients. So I'm always, you know, really, really trying to help them with this. You know, go within, you know, feel into that soul energy, feel into the frequency that is you, feel into this consciousness. It's so, so important that we all do this, because in that consciousness, it's just filled with nothing but love and abundance. And when you start to feel that, you'll know who you are, and you'll know that you're always safe and you're never alone. And if, like I said, God forbid, it's our time to leave, you know, we're protected, and we're taken out of the body in a very beautiful way. And it's not painful. And, you know, they reassure me that we're all okay, and we all go back to the place where we came from. So I don't know. It reassures me, because I know it and I feel it. But for you right now, these might just be words, and words are not going to reassure you. You have to go within your own energy to feel this, and then to start seeing how it changes your thoughts, it changes your beliefs, and then it changes your actions, and it just changes your entire life. So, but you do have to give yourself some time. Like starting anything new, it's going to take some time.
So basically, when we're learning something new, we definitely want to remember that it takes some time. So just like what I was saying, if you're doing the tarot or if you're learning anything, you have to have patience and you have to give yourself some time. So even connecting to your soul energy, connecting to this energy, you have to give yourself a little time and work with it a little bit. But you can keep asking, you know, asking to be shown, you know, what what is going to be the easiest way for you to feel this energy? What is the easiest way for you to connect? And images and things will come to your mind. And it won't be the ego. It will be your soul energy, because as much as you want to, you know, connect to your energy is always looking to connect to you. So it's just, you know, it's just something that we can do naturally, but we just have to really put our minds to it. So like, you know, if I want to learn the tarot, I have to put in time and I have to, you know, ask people that are doing it how to do it. And I have to learn and, you know, I'm really passionate about learning it. So, you know, I will put the time and energy into it. So we really do have to do the same thing with this. We have to make it a priority that, you know, you really, really want to live in a different way, that you want to live in a more unlimited way, and you want to live in a way that your thoughts are not going to get the best of you and not going to take your fun away. I did a post today, and the soul was saying to me that, you know, the ego is really good at taking our fun away, and, you know, it shouldn't be that way. We should be able to be free, to be happy. And if thoughts keep popping in our mind that take that away, we really want to soothe those thoughts and not believe them. You know, thoughts that have no power over us have no power over us. So if you have a thought and it disrupts you or disturbs you, it has power over you. And you believe it, because if you didn't believe it on some level, then it would have no effect on you at all. So when I was thinking, oh no, you know, could my plane crash? I started to believe it. And if I had continued allowing myself to think about that and believe that ego thought, it would have terrified me. And it still wouldn't have made it happen, but it would have taken all the fun of getting ready for the trip, and it would have taken the flight away. It would have taken everything away. And it would have made me really worried during the whole trip, thinking, well, maybe it's going to happen on the way home. You know, you just don't know. So, you know, so it really helps to detach and not let these kind of thoughts get the best of us. And to know that there's this energy of love and connection, and there's this energy within each of us that is filled with such abundance. And then that's how we manifest. You know, that's how law of attraction works. That's why some people manifest amazingly, because they're in that energy a lot. They're in their soul energy. So they feel very, very abundant. And then it's like abundance keeps coming to them. Like they say, you know, that saying, the rich get richer, or, you know, whatever you have, you just get more of. And the reason for that is because when you really feel that you don't have any deficits, that's how you feel. And when you feel that, it just reflects in your life in every way. But it is a funny thing, because you feel so abundant, you feel like you have too much when you're in the soul energy. It's almost like, oh wow, I think I have too much. I want to give things away. You know, I want to share my wealth with people. And, you know, that becomes like a new way of being. And when you do that, you actually get more. You know, again, it's that ironic thing that things will come to us when we don't need them. It's like I don't really need that anymore. But because you don't need them, because you feel you such abundance, and because you feel such abundance, you create more and more abundance. It just works that way. So, that's kind of it's kind of a motivating thing to think about, for you to try to connect to this energy, because it will help you to feel your abundance, and you just don't have to try very hard. I remember when I was first doing a lot of the spiritual work, I wanted to feel more grateful and I wanted to feel abundant, and I wasn't feeling abundant. I was really scared because I didn't feel like, I ever had enough money to pay all the bills, and now I'm a single mom, and I was in no shape or form feeling abundant. So to try to convince myself that I was abundant was not working, and I wanted so much to believe it because I wanted to change my life so much and I wanted to have a better life. And it wasn't working. I was trying every law of attraction thing that I could possibly do, but it would not work because you can't be in your ego and you can't be scared to manifest. It just doesn't work. That is probably one of the biggest things that has really, really kind of surprised me. Maybe I've heard it before that, you have to really be in abundance to draw abundance to you, but I don't think I was ever able to be in that abundance feeling without it really being true. So how could you pretend to be abundant when you're not? It's just not going to work. And that's why law of attraction for so many people does not work, because you want to believe that you're abundant. You want to believe that so much. And so you're kind of trying to convince yourself, but you can't convince yourself of something that's just not true, because there's a part of you and that ego part of you that's going to keep reminding you, that's not true. This is just not true. So it won't allow you to manifest. But when you're in the soul energy, when you're in this energy, you really feel abundance and you feel gratitude. It comes so easily. It's like, oh my goodness, I wake up and I can just say thank you. I have no complaints and mean it. There are a lot of times when I would try to do affirmations and I just didn't mean them, and now, when you're, kind of just basking in this energy, you mean them. So this takes some time. This is not, an easy thing to do. This is something that you have to really work on and keep asking yourself for direction and guidance and what's going to work for me and how can I connect? And listen to all kinds of videos and tapes and books and do anything and everything that you can to learn how to connect to this energy, to this frequency, to this consciousness. Whatever it is that you want to label it, it doesn't matter. The God energy, source energy, love energy. Just know that within you is comfort. And within you, there's an ability to move out of the ego and move out of this mind that is so, so limiting and causes us to not be able to create and manifest, and also causes us not to be able to have fun, And that's what it'll do. So, go within today, 5 minutes, go within and just say, ask your soul to talk to you, to give you, ask your soul a question like I did. I asked my soul, well, what's the difference with the intuition and my ego? How am I going to tell the difference? So if you have any questions, if after listening to this, you have a question, just get quiet and ask and just wait until you get that knowing, until you get that feeling. It'll be followed by just this realization, like, oh my goodness, that was an answer. That was definitely an answer. And feel into your energy. This energy feels really, really amazing. It's like a weightless energy. You almost feel like you're floating in your body. Your body feels very, very heavy, and you feel like you're floating a little bit out of your body. And it's amazing to feel that. So, give it a shot. See how you do. If you have questions, please, you can post them down there. If not, if you just ask your own soul energy and you'll get the answers to your questions. So I hope this helps even a little bit. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll talk again next time.